Todd McGreevy. Todd, what's going on, man?
Good morning. Good morning, Aaron. Hey, all the geeks out there know that you are the righteous dude.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You heard that liner earlier, did you?
I thought it was. I love it. It's so true. I love listening to your guys' station because of the music as well. I mean, that's why I originally tracked me to WQUD. And you know, you can't. Where else can you catch June Carter and Johnny Cash? You know, great song. And I did not know that "Baby Please Don't Go" was Van Morrison. I always thought that was the Yardbirds when I heard it on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't realize that was Van Morrison from 1964. You know.
Yeah, I think technically they were Them back then. He was part of the band Them, but I forget about Them often and just call it Van Morrison. So
I always thought it was the Yardbirds, but yeah, we're and I'm sorry I didn't get to catch the sheriff talk about the 300 new laws. I was anxious to hear his take on that and how he would approach that. My goodness, that's a lot of new laws.
Well, that's something to save for tomorrow. See, that's our teaser for you, Todd McGreevy. You make sure want to listen tomorrow.
And I like Gary's approach too. You know, these guys that go into office think they're not doing their job if they don't pass a law. They forget that the oath of office they took is to uphold the Constitution. If they just did that, they'd be doing their jobs. You know, less is more, everybody.
Agreed.
In terms of that, so I love your guys' approach to that. The newest reader is on the stands. It's the December edition, issue number 992. Do you have a copy of it? Aaron, did Penny get you a copy? I need to put you on the mailing list so you get your own hard copy up there in the triangle.
I have a hard copy in front of me, marked up with notes. Excellent. Like crazy. I spent yesterday afternoon reading through this thing.
Excellent.
That paper you're using is way better than the newspaper paper.
Yeah, this is some high quality papyrus, man. This is some nice stuff.
We have a good printer, a good family-owned printer, independent printer, not owned by Gannett, not owned by the big boys, and we're thankful for that. Absolutely.
Way to stay local.
Absolutely.
All right, reading this latest issue that you got out, I have, well,
new steel.
But really just probably three words that come to mind, and that was something that got brought to my attention. An NAC. I had no idea. I mean, I think I've heard this, but I didn't realize what an NAC was. And then I start reading all this stuff, and it's kind of mind-boggling.
The Natural Asset Company, NAC. Yeah,
yes, sir.
It's an acronym for a new asset class that's being created out of whole cloth, out of thin air, by the global oligarchs. Global financial networks, and you know, the cover says the Green New Steel, and instead of the Green New Deal, you know, Kathleen, our editor, my wife, coined the Green New Steel, and you know, the subheader is U.S.-led global banks net zero alliances. We all heard about the Glasgow, you know, everybody heard about that a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Everybody flew in on their planes to decide how they're going to be green.
Yep.
The net zero alliances to monetize nature and convert your freedoms into pay for services. And these are two articles written by an American who now lives in Chile named Whitney Webb. She's a hardcore researchist, journalist. And she was on a James Corbett's show recently in late November, How Green Finance is Monopolizing the Planet with Whitney Webb. And the video is about 20 minutes long. You can get to it at our website, rcreader.com. It's a superb primer on what these two articles are about, these detailed articles. And the overview is that, you know, these two feel like the people that have bought into the whole green new deal, the green economy, that we should do everything in the name of sustainability, in their view, have handed over their brains and bags to the billionaires, the very people that have gotten this planet in the position it's in with regards to the problems it has, are the same ones who are using things like climate change and the COVID crisis as excuses to reset the world, the global economy. And the NAC, the natural asset class, what they're imagining, Aaron, is taking a thing like a forest or a lake or a park or something like that and making it into an asset class that investors can invest in. And then access to that natural asset class will be governed by new rules. So, for instance, this is the whole idea of freedom as a service is access to this forest and go in there and camp and so forth. Well, we got to check your social credit score. We got to check your vaccination status. We got to check your do you have any black marks on Facebook and so forth. These are the things that are being developed for this full spectrum network of control, if you will. And a lot of people think this sounds like conspiracy theory and all that. This has been this agenda to globalize the planet's resources under a handful of people has been on, it's been happening for decades and decades, beginning with the Agenda 21 efforts of the original Bush presidency. So had you heard of any of this type of stuff before?
I mean, I had heard the term NAC, and that was about it. But I'll tell you what, I read a few of these, all the link stories, Whitney Webb's story, your wife's story, and then you had a story that was kind of linked to it, too, that had some more stuff from James Corbett and Whitney Webb in it. But here's what stuck with me. Freedom as a service stuck out a lot. The other thing, really what they're doing here is they're just making up a bunch of crap and trying to make people believe in it to unlock more money. I would liken it almost to cryptocurrency. You're just
interesting.
Well, I have this thing that doesn't actually exist. Let me sell it to you, and you're going to buy it, and let's make it an asset and put it on the,
a good one to think
on
of
the markets.
NFT. That's the whole entire
thing. Non-fungible token. That's just a bunch of crap too. But the other thing that stuck out to me, all your asset classes currently in the world come in around $512 trillion total value of everything in the globe, right? Or give or take a trillion or two. They're looking at these NACs as coming in around 4,000 trillion, which is 4 quadrillion. Quadrillion is what comes after trillion, in value. But it's crazy. I guess a question I have for you after reading all this is, say people can get on their trading apps on their phones, they can buy assets in water or waterfalls or lava or, however they try to sell this thing. But who gets the money? Where does the money go? It's probably the same rich people that are making all this stuff up, right? The people that already kind of run everything?
Ding, ding, ding. You've got it right. And, the term fiat comes to mind when I look at this kind of stuff. It's fiat, just created, just arbitrary, discretionary value, if we say it's worth this much, and then having access to it is going to have controls around it. I mean, if you think about it, the freedom as a service, we're getting trained to deal with freedom as a service with the whole vaccine mandates. The immunity as a utility is what we're kind of dealing with. You got to keep getting another booster. You got to keep getting another booster. Oh, here's a new variant. We can be very afraid. And as we go down that path, we're getting slowly trained to comply in order to have access. And you're going to see the same compliance applied across the board to these natural assets, in our view, and in the view of these researchers and journalists. Picking winners. Whenever a third party can pick winners and losers arbitrarily, that's when you have corruption in the system. And the other thing that's lost on most people, we, in our view, and Whitney talks about it, and I quote her in my write-up, my introduction to this, is that to pursue this green economy, we're going to have a lot of mining of precious metals to make all these batteries. And the mines are going to need to be dealt with are in the countries that are the poorest and the people that can afford to lose their freedoms the least and their resources the least. And so while you may feel like you're doing something good and you feel superior and you feel like you're being green because you've got a Tesla or you've got an electric car or whatever, you're not necessarily advancing a greener world when there's just going to be plight and destitution brought upon these indigenous and disenfranchised people in these poor countries where these rich minerals are. And it's a tragic irony, and it's something we're trying to bring to people's attention in the December issue of the River Cities Reader, which you can pick up in over 300 locations on both sides of the river here in the Quad Cities.
You should have a show, Todd McGreevy. You should, or a podcast or something, because you're right. I mean, one person's righteousness is another one's dismay. Look at the freedom of the freedom as a service thing is so right on what's going on right now, and in Europe, some of your socialist countries are telling people you're in lockdown if you don't get vaccinated. You can't. So forget being able to have a job or go to the store, or you're in lockdown if you're not vaccinated if you live in our country. And several countries are doing that. That's just crazy, man. Crazy.
It is. It is. And in we also, Kathleen has a piece in here about natural immunity. It's on page 27. And, you know, there's just what's left in our arsenal to fight, you know, these diseases, is, as far as COVID goes, in our view, is the COVID recovered, people who have natural immunity, and children, you know, who are naturally immune. And as we continue to just force the more and more, the pressure is on, guys. I've never. Yesterday there was a media briefing that I attended virtually through a WebEx that the Scott and Rock Island County health officials hosted, along with the spokespersons and leaders at Genesis and Trinity. And it was all about it's dire. It's dire. You're probably going to see, you know, headlines today in the mainstream news locally about this. You know, they did their dog and pony show to get everybody very afraid about the status. And I asked the question in the chat room of them. How are they? Because the big meme is that 90% of the people in our critical care units are unvaccinated. And so the message is, you know, you people who are not choosing to comply are making it bad for all of us. And they've been building this up for some time. And the question I asked them was, what's your definition of unvaccinated? And, you know, does it include
Great question.
people who have been vaccinated, but it hasn't been 14 days? Think about the logic of this. You're not technically considered vaccinated or fully vaccinated until it's been 2 weeks after the jab, is my understanding of the definition. And so if there's people that are sick in the hospital, clogging up the system, so to speak, and they've been jabbed, but it's less than 2 weeks since they've been jabbed, and they're not counted as vaccinated, then it's just blanketing the populace with this term unvaccinated, when in fact they were. They received the shot, and yet they had some problems, and it created a situation. So they did not answer that question. And in fact, they shut down the media briefing. They said, "Oh, we have to go. There's no more time." You know, what do you mean? There's no more time? Everybody here has got plenty of time. We've only been on this call for 20 minutes. It's not even been 30 minutes. This is such a critical matter. There's no more time to discuss this issue. It was really kind of bizarre to watch. And the reason I'm sharing this with you and all your listeners is, I'd love if somebody who's an insider in one of the hospital systems that could give me a call. And help me out with how these vaccines are being counted internally. I'll keep their anonymity. I'll keep their confidence. We've been publishing for 30 years. We've never broken anybody's confidence. And my number is 563-650-0120. 563-650-0120. I'd love to just get an actual straight dope on this.
I saw that same number in a bathroom stall not a couple days ago. It said, call for a good time. And here we are. I'm not kidding you. Yeah. That same number. Anyway, I wrote it down because I was like, that looks familiar. You're just a troublemaker, Todd McGreevy. They're like, oh,
the long hair is here. Let's shut it down.
Yeah, it's not all gloom and doom. The Reader has over 1,000 events happening in December that you can attend and participate. No more, do more is our theme for the calendar of events. Everything from what's happening at the Figgy to what's going on at with theater, Gladys Knight coming up at the Rhythm City Casino.
Tonight?
Resort. Tonight, yep, there's a write-up about Gladys, you know. There's a 175 years of Iowa State that are being celebrated tonight at 6 o'clock in a virtual event at the Davenport Public Library. There's theater reviews going on, what's happening at the Mockingbird on Main, Deck the Halls. We have live music listings sponsored by WQD, Vintage Radio, Local Licks.
Yes, know, sir.
Josephus and his partnership there, we appreciate that. So there's plenty to do. We want people to think, but you know, also have fun as well. We've been boosting the Quad Cities culture since 1993, Gary.
And okay.
Chuck with the Ducks in here with us too. Okay, so we're way over time, like always when we talk to you, but that's fine. I got one more question for you. I was dying to ask you this. So, Brian Williams, did you see his 2-minute farewell?
I did.
And he's on NBC or whatever. And then Chris Wallace, who's been with Fox News for 18 years, does the same thing. What are these longtime newscasters seeing that they aren't saying that is making them walk away? Because they're seeing something we're not seeing.
Well, you talked earlier about the CNN producer being canned.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that Pandora's box is getting pried open, and it's much bigger and sadder and tragic than people know regarding how children are treated. I mean it's a sick situation. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial did not make it to the mainstream news. It was buried. It was a sham of a trial. All the power brokers should have been exposed. Those guys, that Brian Williams farewell was as cryptic as hell. It was very bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
Very bizarre.
It's worth watching just for to kind of try to compute that around in your head a little bit. But I just found it weird that two long-time, well-known newscasters all of a sudden both kaput.
Yeah. It is strange. We live in strange times, but we also live in great times, and the people have the power to people are not standing up for this stuff in other countries. It didn't get reported, very very much here in America. But there's hundreds of thousands of people taken to the streets in Europe about these the overreach of these governments. So, hey, we just appreciate everybody supporting independent media. You guys are an independent radio station, and we need more independent voices out there. We don't always agree on all issues, but man, we can at least agree to have discussions like this, and that's really, really to be treasured. We thank you for that.
And we can't lose our way on that, and that's very much what's happening. People are afraid to speak up because they're afraid of what somebody else is going to think, and on down the rabbit hole. So, Todd McGreevy, always a pleasure, sir. I will look forward to talking to you again next month. And again, you guys can check out his stories, all kinds of great stories, all kinds of great information, what's going on in the Quad Cities. In the River Cities Reader. It's rcreader.com. Have a great one.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Todd. All right. We'll be here.